Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Padres!
Go Padres!
Yeah, good job, Bug!
That is the best thing I have ever heard. There's nothing I like seeing more than kids reacting at ball games. Just the pure innocence, the over-the-top joy, the excitement. And the fact that producer Jessica, for the first time ever, took Walt to Petco Park to watch our Padres, by the way, win again. Hello, right? 6-0. I can't believe how well they're playing. I mean, last night must have been magical for you, producer Jessica.
It'll be a night we will remember forever. It was so perfect. For those that don't know, my son Walt is on the autism spectrum. And sometimes going to new places is difficult because he's not familiar with it. It gives him a lot of anxiety. And especially with loud noises, Petco Park isn't the most quiet place.
No, it's loud and there's a lot of people and there's a lot of people cheering,
right,
and high-fiving and sometimes getting in people's faces. How did he react to all of that?
He was pretty good. We started off, when we got there, we put his noise-canceling headphones on to get to our seat and to let him kind of acclimate to where he was. But eventually he acclimated and took off the headphones and was really excited. I think he was mostly excited about the food. He loves a good hot dog.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so he had his first ballpark hot dog, which was awesome.
A Friar Frank. Walt's first Friar Frank. I don't think I loved a picture more on Facebook than the one you posted of Walt in the stands working on his first Friar Frank. Awesome.
I'm just so thankful that Petco Park is really kind of made for a kid like Walt. There are a lot of sensory inclusion elements that they have done at Petco Park.
Can you describe some of them for those like me who don't know what that means?
So you can get a sensory bag from the guest services. And what includes that is noise-canceling headphones, some sensory toys, like a fidgeter almost. And there's different kinds of like fidget-type toys and things that you can feel and stuff so they can do stuff with their hands. Walt really always likes to do stuff with his hands. We usually have a few pipe cleaners with us.
Oh,
that's his favorite toy because he just can play with them and do whatever he wants with them. But they have those bags. They also have a sensory room that's there for every game.
Now, those toys, are they not only for distraction, but for comfort for him?
Yes, okay. Exactly. That's right. What they're used for is like comfort.
Sorry about my questions. I love hearing about this. I don't know about it, so I want to be educated by it.
I'm so happy to talk about it because a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They do have sensory rooms, and you can go in it, and it's quiet. It has a lot of lights effects or like light effects that kids can play with to kind of calm them when it gets all too much.
Okay.
And it's really amazing. And then plus, there's so much to do outside of watching the game. That playground in Gallagher Square is so cool.
They've done such an incredible job of refurbishing Gallagher Square.
He played in the park. He enjoyed the food. We didn't stay for the full game just because we could tell he was starting to get a little tired and it was late. It was close to his bedtime. And plus, he's also a kicker and he kept kicking the seat in front of him and I felt so bad. So I was like, well, maybe we'll go play in the playground for a little bit, get some energy out because he had a ton of sugar. And then we left. But he had the best time. We had the best time.
But you were so stressed about this yesterday. It could have been a complete waste of your time.
A lot of autism parents go through that. You never know what you're going to get on a given day.
Sure.
You could get to a place, you could put all these plans in place, and you get there and they just decide they can't do it. It's too much. We've gone to Disneyland where we stayed for 2 hours and left because he refused to go on any rides. Full meltdowns. That day broke my heart.
So in other words, you're a happy mommy today.
I am. I cried a little bit last night when we got home because I was so happy. It was beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. And capped off, of course, with a Padres win. I'm so happy for you, producer Jessica. I'm so happy for all Padre fans as we are now 6-0 and hoping to make it a magical 7-0 today. Afternoon game at Petco Park. I'll be there, by the way. Let's have a high five. Let's have our own Friar Frank. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.